To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
Snacking. It is one of America's pastimes, but you know, there are some scary ingredients out there, and we have got the fantastic Andrea Donsky. She's my co-host on Naturally Savvy. She is a friend of Beauty Inside Out. We love having her on. Hello, Andrea.
Hello, hello.
How you doing?
I am doing great today. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited.
Well, it's great to have you. Normally, I speak to you on your show on the other day, so it's great to have you today.
I'm happy.
But let's
to be
get
here.
Right down to it, because as you know, time flies. So let's get right down to it. What are the 7 worst ingredients that are found in packaged foods? Because I often talk about what not to find in skincare, but in packaged foods, you're the expert. What 7 ingredients should I avoid?
Okay, so the 7 ingredients, so they're actually a group of 7 ingredients. And the way we came up with them was when we were doing our research for Unjunk Your Junk Food, which is a book we had published last year, we found out that these 7 ingredients, according to research, cause the most harm to the human body. So they're high fructose corn syrup. And for those listening in Canada across the border, it's glucose fructose on the label in Canada. Trans fat.
Oh, wow.
Artificial flavors, monosodium glutamate, so MSG. Artificial colors, artificial sweeteners, and a group of preservatives.
Okay, I'm writing them down as quick. Now, do you have them on the website as well?
I do. You know what? We just posted, we posted recently on Facebook. You can go to Facebook at Naturally Savvy, and then you could see that we have our Scary 7 chart there. So you can download it. You could put it in your purse, pocket, wallet, whatever it is when you're shopping, and so you always have it handy.
Okay, so let me say it again. So for our listeners, go to facebook.com/naturallysavvy, and you've got it posted there. So we like your page, and we can get it.
Exactly. Yeah, and you can print it from there. So I could repeat them if you want slowly. And I can also go through each one of them because some of them have, like for example, trans fats, there's a couple of ingredients in that within that category that is important to be aware of as well. But so high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, why don't you go through them? Yeah, go through them, Andrea. That'd be great.
Sure. So high fructose corn syrup, so glucose fructose in Canada. That's fairly straightforward. If you live in Canada and you do see high fructose corn syrup on the label, because we get a lot of products from the U.S. get shipped up here, so you could really see it interchangeably, one or the other. Trans fat, so anything that has shortening, partially hydrogenated oils, datem, which is D-A-T-E-M in large cap letters, or mono and diglycerides. Those all fall under the category of trans fat.
Wow. Now, we've had a reduction of those here in the U.S., though, correct?
We have. And, you know, they've been reduced. Canada, funny enough, was the first country to actually have mandatory labeling on the nutrition facts panel for them. And the U.S. followed suit shortly after. But, yes, you know what? It's very interesting because a lot of companies are moving away and they're replacing trans fats or all those oils with palm oil. But, unfortunately, not enough are doing it. But even scarier is that some of these companies can replace these. So they're taking out, let's say, the partially hydrogenated oils, replacing with palm oil, but they're still using ingredients like mono and diglycerides or datem that don't have to even be disclosed on the Nutrition Facts panel, but in fact are trans fat.
Wow. Okay. So they're really tricking us, if you will, in making us think it's healthier when it's not?
In essence, yes. I mean, there's also a loophole. So let's say, for example, most of us when we're shopping, you know, I call it the old way of thinking because at Naturally Savvy, we really try to teach people how to look at labels from a new point of view. And for us, it's all about the ingredients. So, you know, for those of us that are still looking at the Nutrition Facts panel as a in order to make a decision whether or not we want to purchase an item, you know, many of us look at the calories, they'll look at the fat, they'll look at the trans fats. So on the Nutrition Facts panel, companies can write zero trans fats on the Nutrition Facts panel itself if it contains less than 0.5 grams of trans fats per serving, and that's in the U.S. In Canada, it's 0.2 grams of trans fats per serving or less.
Wow.
You know, David,
pretty
it reminds
scary.
Me a lot of what we talk about here in terms of a beauty product. It'll say, made with such and such
yes.
fancy, you know, ingredient. And it's like one tiny percent of it, right? And they make it seem like there's so much more. So this labeling, mislabeling, I should say, is very concerning.
You know, what I hear is You know, Andrew, you're out there telling everybody how to read the ingredient label. We do the same on topical products. Well, you're doing it with internal or foods, and it's amazing to me to hear some of these things cross over. I know some of the dangerous chemicals we talk about that cause cancer even are used in food products, which blows my mind. I mean, we could argue the amount that gets absorbed by the skin. I'll tell you up to 60% of it can, but a lot of them are even used in the food. So you've got even a bigger danger when it's taken internally.
Yeah, and you know what? And you make such a good point, David, because the key is really that we want to avoid these chemicals. We call them our chemical additives. I guess you would refer to I'm guessing you refer to them as chemical additives when it comes to body care products as well. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, okay. So we tell people, you know, avoid chemical additives entirely, whether you're putting it on your body or whether you're putting it into your body, because it really doesn't matter. So if you're absorbing it through your skin, like you said, 60% of it, or you're taking it internally, just avoid them altogether. And that's why it's so important to have lists like the ones you create or the ones we create, like the Scary Seven, or even like the, you know, the Dirty Dozen that tells people how to stay away from pesticides. These are great tools that can arm people to take with them when they're shopping to help them remember what they should and shouldn't put in their grocery carts.
And Andrea, what scares me is it seems like a lot of these products have more than just one of these scary ingredients. I mean, I think there's many out there that have all seven, right?
Oh, you make such a good point, Lisa. I mean, there are so many foods out there, you know, and it makes me laugh. I mean, and I say that in a facetious way because, you know, yes, there are foods that contain so many different, and maybe not all seven, but close to it. Sure. And people don't realize, and they're giving these foods, they're feeding it to themselves, their families, and they're feeding it to their kids. So there are products out there that we think are healthy, like granola bars. Certain granola bars have, you know, I know my dad is guilty for this. He has so many of them in his cupboard because he thinks they're healthy. And on the front, you know, it says 90 calories, which are a lot of people are looking at. You know, they're looking at their waistline. But they can contain artificial flavors. They can contain artificial colors, trans fats, high fructose corn syrup. You know, some of them even contain certain preservatives or even artificial sweeteners. So, yes, you're absolutely right.
Wow. So, I mean, I'm guilty of it. I got to admit, I'm guilty of that because I'm looking, I watch my calories. I do try and eat healthier. We've talked earlier today, Lisa and I, we're talking about some of the top foods to eat for younger looking skin. But I am guilty of eating the protein bars and the granola bars because if it says granola and it has a nice picture of a mountain on the outside, it must be healthy. Well, I'm your typical consumer when it comes to food, I guess. And I need to flip over the label like I do with skincare. I guess I need to flip it and take a look at the food label as well.
Well, that's why we make a good team, because I can educate you and you guys can educate me.
This is perfect. This is perfect. That's beauty inside out.
There you go.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
right.
I mean, you're so right, though, too, because I think that, you know, most people, they look at the front of the package, and there's so many companies are using so many misleading labeling terms, you know, like, you know, the low-cal or, you know, low-sodium or cholesterol-free or whatever it is they're using that entice people to pick that up and you know, and purchase it just from the front of the package. But really, you need to read the ingredients.
Yeah, you definitely do. I had a friend once who was trying to convince me that this green apple-flavored licorice was healthy, and it was just all artificial.
Okay.
She's like, but
now,
it has
I'll
apple
admit
on the picture, and I thought, oh, my goodness, we're in trouble here.
Well, I know it's certainly not. I'll be the friend that's going to try and convince you it is because I love licorice.
It's because it has green apple in the title.
That's it.
Exactly.
That's it. I'm going to be the one lying to you, artificial or not. Here, have some. It's good for you. It's my fruit. I got to have my fruit allowance today.
Exactly.
Well, what's so exciting, Andrea, is that in Unjunk Your Junk Food, you've got the healthy alternatives to all this junk we're talking about. So people don't have to be like, oh, I'm going to be totally deprived.
Exactly. We definitely do. We give all the alternatives. And that really is my passion. I love telling people what the alternatives are. So if anyone's listening is looking for an alternative to a specific product, they can visit us at naturallysavvy.com. And we're happy to provide those alternatives.
She took the words right out of my mouth. Also, we invite you to go to facebook.com/naturallysavvy and download the 7 ingredients that you're going to want to avoid. And so, Andrea, I got to tell you, thank you for coming on because you're doing for food what we do for skincare. And so we've got to have you on regularly because it is very educational, not just for our listeners, but for myself as well. So I want to thank you for being with us. I'm David Pollack with my co-host, Lisa Davis. And we want to thank you for listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay tuned. Stay beautiful and stay well.